So let's review. The Gemara continues with the halacha regarding koichei b'kavana asa b'shtia. If a non-Jew intentionally caused wine to move, but did not actually touch it, the wine becomes forbidden for drinking because lech lech amrin nazira schar schar lekamer lesikra. As we advise a nazir not to go even close to a vineyard, we advise staying away from all potential cases of iser. Therefore, a papa says, akum adan b'yisrael akuba chamra asar b'shtia. If a non-Jew poured wine from a barrel into a jug that a Jew was holding, the wine is forbidden for drinking because mikayach akum kasi, the non-Jew's force caused the wine to flow. However, vice versa, Yisrael adan of akum akuba chamra shari b'shtia. If the Jew poured the wine into a jug that a non-Jew was holding, the wine is permitted for drinking because mikayach Yisrael kasi, the Jew's force caused the wine to flow, and the non-Jew did not cause any movement. However, if the non-Jew moved the jug around, the wine becomes forbidden for drinking because his force caused the wine to move inside the jug. The Gemara now proceeds with a halacha regarding shichshuch asa ba'anah. For wine to become asa ba'anah, the non-Jew must cause the wine to move as a nisach. However, if he only touched the wine, but the wine did not move, the wine is only forbidden for drinking, but it is muta ba'anah. Therefore, Rapapa says, Ha'akum de dari zika v'ka'azli Yisrael achayre. If a non-Jew was carrying wine in a leather pouch that was tied and a Jew was following him to ensure that it does not open it and touch the wine, the halacha depends as follows. Mal yeshari delay mekarkish. If the pouch was filled completely, the wine is permitted even for drinking because there was no shichshuch since the pouch was full and there was no negiyah because the pouch was covered. However, chasira asr dilma mekarkish. If the pouch was not filled completely, the wine is forbidden for drinking because there was shichshuch since the pouch was not full and this is considered koichei b'kavana. And in the case where Didari Kuba, if the non-Jew is carrying wine in the jug that was uncovered, the halacha is vice versa. Malya Aser Dilmanaga. If the jug was filled completely, the wine is forbidden, because since the jug was both full and uncovered, there's a concern that the non-Jew touched and was Meshapchuk the wine on its surface. And this would not be noticed by the Jew walking behind it. However, Chaseir Shari Delay Naga. If the jug was not filled completely, the wine is permitted even for drinking, and there's no concern for Negiyah because the jug was not full. And if he put his hand inside the jug, it would be noticed. And even though there was shichshuch, this is only considered koichei shaloi b'kavana because the non-Jew does not want the wine to move out of fear that it might spill. Rav Ashi disagrees and says, regarding zika, b'malyo v'in chasei reshari. In the case of the tied pouch, even if the pouch was not filled completely, the wine is permitted for drinking. And even though it is koichei b'kavana, in this case it is not forbidden because ein derech nisuch b'kach, this is not the usual way to pour wine for avodah zarah. The Gemara proceeds with a machlokes regarding ma'atzra zayara. If a non-Jew used a beam to press wine from grapes, Rav Papi shari, Rav Ashi vitim, Rav Shimon bar Ashi asar. And the Gemara offers two versions of this machlokes. There's no machlokes in the case of b'koichei asar. All agree that the wine becomes asar if the non-Jews used a direct force, such as he jumped on the beam. The machlokes is only in the case of b'koyach koichei, whether the wine becomes asar if the non-Jew used an indirect force, such as he turned a wheel which lowered the beam onto the grapes. Or, there's no machlekes in the case of b'koyach koichei mutter, the machlekes is only in the case of b'koichei whether the wine becomes mutter. The Gemara proceeds with another halacha regarding shichshuch. Hahu chavita di'ifka lo'urka, idri hahu akum chavka, sharye lezvuni la'akum. If a barrel split in the length from top to bottom, and a non-Jew held the two sides together by hugging the barrel to prevent spillage, the wine is forbidden for drinking, but is permitted in other benefits because this is considered negiyah without shichshuch. However, if the barrel split in the width and the non-Jew held the top and bottom together, the wine is permitted even for drinking because since they rest on each other and the non-Jew merely applied his weight to keep them together, this is not considered negiyah at all. Zakta Mishnah, if a non-Jew is found standing next to a Jew's pit of wine, it depends. If the non-Jew had loaned money to the owner and has a lien on the wine is forbidden because as Rashi explains, shlo yari liga, the savra amina tineu li b'chevi. The non-Jew is not afraid to be caught touching the wine because he can claim to the owner, gave me the wine in lieu of the money that you owe me. However, ein loy milva lav mutter. If the non-Jew has no lien on this wine, the wine is permitted because he's afraid to be caught touching the wine. The mission now proceeds with a machlekes regarding maga shalei b'kavana. If when the non-Jew touched the wine, he was occupied with something else, the Chacham hold muta b'ana. The wine is only permitted for benefits, but forbidden for drinking. While Rav Shimon holds muta b'shtia, the wine is permitted even for drinking. And the machlekes applies to the following four cases. Nafal lebar v'ala. The non-Jew fell into a pit of wine and he climbed out. Or madadu b'kana, he measured the wine with a stick. Or hitiz esatzira b'kana, he waved a stick at a bee that was inside the wine. or shayi matpiach al pi chavis mirusachas. The wine was bubbling, and he patted the wine to remove the bubbles. B'chol elu haya maisa v'amr yimacher v'bshememater. In all these cases, the Chacham ruled that the wine is permitted only to be sold to a non-Jew, while Reb Shimon ruled the wine is permitted even for drinking. The Mishnah continues, Notlas achavis v'zarka b'chamasi lebar, zahaya maisa v'chshiri. If a non-Jew in a fit of anger threw a barrel into a Jew's pit of wine and caused the wine to move, the Chacham permitted the wine even for drinking because, as the Gemara explains, kol shebezav tamei ba'akam oisa yai nesach. A non-Jew causes wine to become yai nesach only through maga by touching it in a way in which a zav would make the wine tamei. However, kol shebezav tar ba'akam ein oisa yai nesach. A non-Jew does not cause wine to become yai nesach through zrika by throwing it in a way in which a zav would not make the wine tamei. But nevertheless, b'chamasa in shalei b'chamasa loy. Only if the zrika was through anger is the wine mutter. But if the zrika was not through anger, the wine is asr because the ka'azl mineu mineh. Since the non-Jew rolled the barrel until it was near the bar, there is a concern for negiah.